Need a hand on your isolation excuses for getting off the phone, because I've realised the usual ones don't actually fly. You can't be, if you're on the phone to a family member for a long period of time and you've got to get off, you can't be saying, oh, sorry, I've got to go pick this up, or I've got to go see so-and-so, or I've got so-and-so coming over. None of it flies, because you're not allowed to do anything in self-isolation except for stay at home. And so I've run out.
I've got one that I used to get out of classes at uni years ago.
What?
I said, oh, my housemate's called and apparently our washing machine has started flooding. And
okay,
I
can't do either of those things.
But can't you say that your washing machine started flooding? You could use
normally
that.
Normally I'm on FaceTime, but it needs to be someone's coming over or I've got to go. But it's a good one, yes. You could say something in the household's breaking down. Got to go sort it out.
Yeah.
Give us a call. 13 12 16. What is your isolation excuses to get off the phone?
Tia from Mackay, what's yours?
Well, I have a little 2-year-old and it is generally, oh, sorry, I've got to go. I have to bath on
Canada. Oh. So basically you're telling me I should have a baby?
I love that. Thanks for calling.
No worries.
Charlotte, what's your isolation excuse to get off the phone?
So I've got to go outside because my dogs are bored and I have to go pat them.
Aww, that's a pretty good excuse,
yeah.
Charlotte. No one questions you on that?
No.
No?
Yeah. Or I'm going into the pool now.
Oh.
I've got
better things to do. That sounds like a pretty good way to shut off a conversation.
Charlotte, thanks for calling.
You're welcome.
Okay, Jessica from Slade Point, what's your excuse?
I usually just act all confused and then tell somebody that my dog has peed on the carpet.
That is amazing. How many times have you whipped that one out, you reckon?
Look, only twice, but it's still too many times for my liking.
Did your dog actually pee on the carpet? Like, is this a real thing that does happen sometimes?
He's pretty good, but, I wouldn't put it past him.
I mean, you don't, it's good, but you don't want to use it too much because then your dog gets a reputation.
Your dog won't be able to visit anyone's house.
You definitely can't use it twice on the same person.
No.
You've got real issues.
Oh, I love that. Thanks for your call.
No worries.
Di, what's your excuse to getting off the phone in isolation?
Well, it would work for me. I'm not going to cast aspersions on your cooking, but if you panic and say, oh, God, I've burned something, I've got to go.
Yes! That's such a good one, because I do burn things all the time. And my partner gives me crap about it all the time for burning things. That would work great, Di.
Totally legit.
There. Have you used that one before?
Maybe.
I love that.
You don't want to out yourself.
No.
It doesn't matter.
I love it, Di.
Thanks for calling.
Good luck.